Finally, a little bit about bicalutamide monotherapy. It's interesting. There really is a the Atlantic represents a significant gap in practice. Europe has embraced bicalutamide monotherapy quite enthusiastically over the last few years. The main data we have is from this large adjuvant trial, 8,000 patients, absolutely no difference in overall survival with adjuvant bicalutamide compared to placebo. But in the watchful waiting patients treated in Scandinavia, there was a significantly higher mortality in the localized disease group. These were patients who presumably didn't face a threat of prostate cancer death in the bicalutamide arm compared to placebo. So this created a lot of concern. But the main appeal of this approach is that it does preserve bone mineral density. Bicalutamide monotherapy results in an increase in testosterone. There's increased peripheral conversion to estrogen. It's that estrogen that's responsible for preserving bone mineral density. And here is one study that shows a dramatic difference between leuprolide and bicalutamide in terms of bone mineral density preservation. I think that's actually the major appeal, much more so than the issue of sexual function preservation. So we haven't heard the end of this. I'll stop there. Thank you very much.